How to Stop Your Self-Sabotage, Chapter 6, Self-Talk Traps for Beginners. Examples of turning negative thoughts into positive thoughts. An example of how you might turn around your automatic negative thoughts could include the following. Your first automatic negative thoughts: oh no, what a day this is going to be. This has ruined my life. Your rethink positive thoughts: this looks like a busy day, but I can only take things one step at a time. At least tonight I can rest and relax. My life is still here. Sure, it was really unfortunate, and I really wouldn't wish that I went through on anyone, but I have learned some important lessons. This can make me stronger as a result. I can't stand that person. I don't have to like him. I just have to have a working relationship with him. And besides, why would I allow my peace to be disturbed by letting someone like that get under my skin? I'm completely hopeless with time. I miss deadlines all the time. Time is an issue for me, and this is an opportunity to learn a lesson here. It's not beyond me. I just have to plan this one through. If I can master this one, I can almost master anything. What if I blow it? That would be terrible. Where's the evidence that I'm going to stuff it up? That's ridiculous. I've prepared well, and besides, if I get a question I don't know, it's really okay to say that I don't know or that I'll find out the answer. One of the forefathers of cognitive restructuring, or turning your thoughts around, was Dr. Albert Ellis. He observed that there were at least 8 main irrational or faulty thoughts that were common within the population. The 8 most common faulty thoughts were: 1. Everyone needs to love or like me. Reverse into positive thinking: there are certainly some people in my life who love and like me. I will feel disappointed or lonely when that doesn't happen, but it's not the end of the world. I can definitely take constructive steps to make and keep better relationships. 2. I'm only any good if I make no mistakes, am always competent, and always achieve. Positive thinking: I want to do some things well most of the time. Like everybody, I will occasionally fail or make a mistake. Then I might feel badly, but I can cope with that, and I can learn from the mistakes in order to do better next time. 3. It's dreadful, catastrophic, nearly the end of the world when things aren't how I want them to be or go the way I want them to. Positive thinking: things don't always go the way that I want. Is that really so bad? It might be disappointing when things aren't how I expect, but I can cope with that. Usually I can take positive steps to make things more as I would like them to be, but if I can't, it doesn't help me to exaggerate my disappointment. 4. Things happen to me outside my control, so I can't do anything about it, and that makes me feel bad. Positive thinking: my problems may be influenced by factors outside my control, but my thoughts and actions also influence my problems, and they are under my control. It's not what happens to me that's important. It's what I do about it. 5. If something might be unpleasant, concerning, or frightening, I should worry a lot about it. Positive thinking: worrying about something that might go wrong won't stop it from happening. It just makes me unhappy now. Besides, 9 out of 10 things that you worry about never happen. I can certainly take steps to prepare for any possible problems, and that's as much as anyone can do. There's no point in dwelling on the future now. 6. It's easier to put off something difficult or unpleasant than it is to face up to it. Positive thinking: putting off problems doesn't make them go away or make them any easier. It just gives me longer to worry about them. Facing difficult situations might make me feel bad at the time, but I can cope with that. Besides, it's easier to get it over and done with now. 7. I need to depend on someone stronger than myself. Positive thinking: it's good to get support from others when I want it, but the only person I really need to rely on is myself. 8. My problems were caused by some events in my past, so that's why I have my problems now. Positive thinking: my problems may have started in some past events, but blaming my past is not going to help me fix the issues or move forward. My present thoughts and actions, however, are under my present control. Key words and phrases to watch out for: whenever you find yourself feeling bad, it may well be that you have sabotaged yourself or limited yourself by using one of the following trip-ups. Watch out for these common words and phrases that we often use. You might consider that they are insignificant, but don't be fooled. They are powerful enemies of positive thinking. Types of thinking: 1. Blowing it out of proportion, taking the negative details and amplifying them while at the same time filtering out any positive aspects of a situation, looking at the threats in a situation instead of looking at the challenges or opportunities. examples and descriptor words and phrases. For example, I've lost my job. I'm ruined. It's the end. I've had an argument with my spouse. I should never be married. Types of thinking, 2. Black and white thinking. Things are black or white, good or bad. You have to be perfect or you're a failure. There is no middle ground. There are no shades of gray. Examples and descriptor words and phrases. For example, coming second is not good enough. There are no prizes for finishing second. Why didn't you get an A grade instead of a B grade? 3. Overgeneralization. Coming to a general conclusion based on a single incident or piece of evidence. Saying words like nobody, everybody, always, and never. For example, nobody likes me. You always do that. I never get a turn. This always happens to me. I always lose out. 4. Mind reading. Without their saying so, you know what people are feeling and why they act the way they do. In particular, you are able to divine how people are feeling toward you. Example, I know what you're feeling. What you believe is, I know what you're on about. I know what you think of me. 5. Catastrophizing. Expecting disaster. You notice or hear about a problem and make mountains out of molehills. Stress is exaggerated. Problems are exaggerated. Saying words like terrible, awful, horrible, and phrases like, I can't stand it, it's the end of the world. 6. Comparing with others. Comparing yourself to others, trying to determine who is smarter, better looking, better dressed, richer, etc. Example, she's better than me. He's got all the looks and talents. I wish I was fun like she is. I wish I was slim like her. 7. Personalizing. Thinking that everything people do or say is some kind of reaction to you. Example, why are they looking at me all the time? What's wrong with me? I must look weird. 8. External control myth. If you feel externally controlled, you see yourself as helpless, a victim of fate. You have no power. You have no choices. You are impotent. Example, I can't. Instead say, I won't. Or, how can I? 9. Internal control myth. The fallacy of internal control has you responsible for the pain and happiness of everyone around you. Example, it's all my fault. I did this to them. 9. Fallacy of fairness. You feel resentful because life's not fair. You think you know what's fair, but other people won't agree with you. Example, it's not fair. It's never fair. Life's not fair. 10. Blaming others. Holding other people responsible for your pain or your situation when things have not gone as you would have wished. Example, they made me do it. It's my teacher's fault. My rotten teachers made me fail. The department is stuffed. Management is hopeless. My boss is hopeless. 11. Shoulds. You have a list of ironclad rules about how you and other people should act. People who break the rules anger you, and you feel guilty if you violate the rules, setting unrealistic standards of perfection for yourself. Every time you use a should, you SH blank T on yourself. Example, saying words like should, must, ought, and have to. 12. Fallacy of change. You expect that other people will change to suit you if you just pressure or cajole them enough. You need to change other people. Example, once he's married to me, I'll change him. Why can't she be different? 13. Reinforcing failure. Rather than condoning yourself for your failure, instead look for any lessons learnt and focus on the behavior rather than your weaknesses personally. Example, I'm hopeless. I'm so dumb. Strike. I'm an idiot. That's just like me. Instead of, next time I'll... 14. Being right. You are continually on trial to prove that your opinions and actions are correct. Being wrong is unthinkable, and you'll go to any length to demonstrate your rightness. This is what I think, and what you think doesn't matter. Example, I know I'm right, and what you think doesn't count. 15. Heaven's reward fallacy. You expect all of your sacrifices and self-denial to pay off as if there were someone keeping score. You feel bitter when the reward doesn't come and when others don't pay up. Example, after all I've done, they're so ungrateful. I did this for them, but they... 16. Putting yourself down. Personally blaming yourself for your failures, mistakes, or problems, and reinforcing your failures. Saying, I am, instead of I do. Example, I am a failure. I am hopeless. Instead of, I did not pass my test. I did not study hard enough. 17. Jumping to conclusions. You generalize from one or two incidents or characteristics into negative global judgment. Example, they're sure to think I'm a fool. 19. Living negatively in the past, going back over spilt milk, or reanalyzing the past in hindsight is of little value. What's done is done. It's over. Example, if only. I wish. 20. Living negatively in the future, trying to anticipate events and surmise what might happen. This is wasted energy. What if? If.